Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello. My name is Jarvis Smith, and you are listening to Candle of Knowledge. In August of 2019, it will be 11 years that I have been working in the live entertainment business, in particular in the music festival sector. I started out in 2008 in Chicago at Lollapalooza, being my very first music festival that I got to work freelance starting out. And I talked about this in the very opening episode of Volume 1, just about, you know, my initial career and how I got started. But I never really talked about it since then. And I just want to kind of revisit this and kind of share some things that I've learned now that it's been, you know, 11 years that I have been working festivals and been fortunate enough to see the things that I've been able to see and work on the different events and meet the people that I've been able to meet throughout this time. I never really say this outright, but I work for a music promoter. Golden Voice is the name of the promoter. By no means is this a podcast endorsed or sponsored or anything like that by Golden Voice. And everything that I say is my own views and opinions and all that fun stuff. But that's the company that I work for. And I know some people have asked that aren't familiar with the entertainment world and all that stuff like that. And we do a bunch of festivals and concerts and shows like that. Kind of can do a Google search to find out what they are. And, you know, with all this, I've just learned quite a few things just when I was growing up in Illinois and growing up in Palos Hills, just really getting started in this line of work. I was always curious to learn, you know, how did people go from, you know, where they are to what they're currently doing? If they were in a manager role, if they were I can remember Lollapalooza, there was always the box office managers and people who were running around working at the gates and people who were, you know, carrying giant cables and hooking them up to these different access portals for these RFID wristbands, and everyone just doing things, driving golf carts, talking on radios, having, you know, little mini powwow meetings and stuff like that. And all these different sights and sounds that were happening and learn people's stories. I think that was one thing that I always enjoyed, just speaking with my fellow coworkers, whether it be the people that I work with in the box office. And that's the field that I've always worked in for the past 11 years. I've always worked in the festival box office, and just, you know, always hearing the stories of everyone and just their experiences, whether it be my coworkers that are working with me on the line, whether it be our supervisors and our other managers, just kind of learning their backgrounds and their stories and their experiences and hearing about their travels and what they've done to get to where they are and where they moved from and all these different things like that. And it's just been amazing. So as I, you know, progressed and learned more and got a chance to work more shows and got to travel from Illinois to got to travel out to Dover, Delaware to do some shows, in Las Vegas to do some shows, out in New York to do some shows. And I think one of the things that I've learned now is just that it's so important to always look to give back, to always look to identify the next group of people who are just inspired to do this line of work, to work with them and just, you know, just kind of learn about everyone's, you know, aspirations and what they're trying to do. Can never forget when I first got a chance to California to work my first festival with Golden Voice in 2013. And I got to meet so many unique people and so many interesting people from so many backgrounds, and just to hear their stories and their experiences on like where they're from. And for so long, you know, I was always hearing about the entertainment business from reading it, reading Billboard magazine and everything, and just kind of hearing about all that stuff from afar, you know, not saying that it wasn't obtainable, but it just wasn't something that wasn't in my, you know, backyard coming up in Palos Hills. It wasn't something that was just something I could easily see. And I can just remember from my own self how important that was for me to kind of soak in all that knowledge and learn from all the people that were before me, and was very thankful that, you know, people took me on and really kind of, you know, showed me some things and showed me around and, you know, and really, you know, informed me about like, this is how, you know, this is who this person is, and this is what this person does, and this is what this, software is, and this is what this, you know, company does for the festival and how it helps out. And it's just like, it was just really great to kind of have that, you know, this is how it is. And, you know, it's just so key. So that's something that I've always thought about and always keep in my mind when I'm working. It's just always to kind of look to, you know, work with people who are aspiring to do something and just to hear what they're into and see how you can contribute with that time that you're spending with each other within that box office. Just information you can share with them and what you can also learn from them too, just from hearing from their aspirations and how important that is to kind of keep that cycle. It's not even just about just like, oh, you know, I don't feel like I've ever, like, someone was, okay, mentor me, show me. It wasn't like that, but it was really just me being able to be involved in an environment that had the type of conversations that I was an outsider to. So now to be able to kind of finally on the inside to kind of hear about the conversations and see how these events and festivals are put together and they get off the ground, and just really learning that from that perspective, that was, you know, just extremely helpful. Like, no one purposely like, oh yeah, I'm going to be your mentor, I'm going to show you everything. It wasn't everything like directly like that. It was just more of like just learning and experiencing and just seeing people and just being fortunate to, you know, link up with people that were, you know, had just mutual interests and stuff like that. And just from genuine conversations, you're able to build and just kind of develop and evolve a deeper context. And I'll never forget how helpful that was just for me. So when I would fly back home to Palos Hills, I would go back home with that information and knowledge with me. And that would just inspire me and fire me up. And whatever I was working on or doing, you know, when I was back home, whether it be like, you know, little event projects I was working on, or if I was trying to find some type of job or whatever I was trying to do, you know, I just always kind of carried that energy and that atmosphere and those type of conversations that I had with those people that I got a chance to meet and work with. And it's just some of the greatest things that I was able to learn just from being in the box office, just from working these events and these festivals, and helped develop my character even more, much more than what I've ever thought. You know, I always say that the people that I was able to meet here in this line of work, working festivals, I would have never met anywhere else. Like, these people didn't exist in my neighborhood with this type of perspective. They didn't go to my schools and stuff like that with this type of perspective. So I always look to kind of contribute that and, you know, give that back as well. Just like, whatever time that I can give, and things are always so busy at events, but whatever time that I can give, whether that be, you know, whether it be a 10-minute conversation or a full 30, 40, an hour, whatever conversation that we can have, it's always good just to kind of talk with people and just really connect with people on that level. Just find genuine ground to build on and just build from there. It's not about like trying to, you know, oh, let me pass off my business card, let me pass off my resume. But no, it's just really sharing those stories, sharing those experiences, and really connecting with people. I think that was always something that I took away from it, how much of an impact I know it made on me. And that's something I always wanted to do in return when I worked with, you know, the teams that I was able to work with going forward, and the people that I was able to bring on and hire, and for the events that I do now.
Thanks.
And another thing that I learned that was always helpful and just genuinely good to do was to always say thank you. I know that may seem like the most basic and generic thing, but that goes a long way. And it wasn't like this, okay, you know, I'm going to wait, you know, 48 hours, 72 hours, whatever, you know, many days after the event to send a thank you email or whatever. But no, man, like you come from a sincere place and you just be genuine with just saying thank you. And that's something that I always look to do. And it's so key because it's about the appreciation, you know, about what we do and just this behind the scenes work that we do to get these events off the ground. And just to kind of, again, you know, when you connect with people and, you know, you get to get linked up and go to different things and gigs that you probably weren't able to do if you weren't able to meet these other people. So it's just always important to say thank you and just be genuine with that and just have that perspective. Because, you know, for me, I always meant that, like, again, like, you know, just traveling out here and stuff like that and doing all this stuff. It's like, these people didn't have to bring me on. They didn't have to have someone that wasn't from out of state come in here and work. They could have done something else. They didn't have to do anything like that. So that's something I've always made sure to do, is just to say thank you. And thank you to what I was being able to be brought into, because again, just being in that environment was just so helpful to kind of, for me to add more, you know, insight and perspective to what I was trying to accomplish in my life. And just, you know, just some other decisions I can make and other moves that I can make in my life. So it just has to be from somewhere real. And however you deliver that, it's up to you. But if you're just being sincere with it, it doesn't matter, you know, how you present it.
I'm recording right now. Whatever you're doing, I'm recording it right now.
And working in this line of work, one thing that I learned without this time is just how important it is just to be yourself. You know, one thing that I've learned just growing up, you always sometimes like you share things about who you are and your personality and your likes and dislikes or what you're into, what you're not, but you don't, you know, and sometimes you feel like, oh man, I got to kind of conform to kind of fit in and be kind of, you know, just be like everyone else, etc. I feel like this line of work with the people that I've been able to meet, and as a, you know, of course, with just growing older and getting older too, but just meeting people from that has so many different backgrounds from you, so many different perspectives, and you just being secure in yourself as well, but also just sharing, like being true to yourself and like what you're into. Like I know for me, you know, I don't drink or smoke. You know, I don't look down on anyone who does it, but just it's not my thing. But it's not like, oh man, I'm in the entertainment business, I'm doing these festivals, I gotta be this party animal, I gotta be this. Like, no, and if I don't do that, people are gonna look down on me, I'm not gonna get connected to this next opportunity. No, it's not like that. Like, that's not the origins of my story, how I got to where I'm at in my career. It wasn't from partying and all that stuff like that. And I always stay true to that. I always kept that in my head. But even as I showed that side of me to other people, they didn't look down on me like, oh man, well, I would have hired you if you just came to this party with me and kind of got drunk or you got faded or whatever. Maybe we could have struck up a deal, but because you didn't do that, I don't really know what we can, like, it never was like that at all. Like, you know, just always, I feel like this line of work and the people that I've met in this line of work have always respected me for who I am by just being myself 100%, not trying to conform or not trying to fit into what is expected of me to do or what is expected of you to be like or whatever that some people may assume that you're supposed to be like in this or whatever. Like, you know, you didn't have to switch up. You didn't have to be someone else to fit in. And that's another thing kind of coming from the Midwest, moving over to the West Coast in particular, like, oh, you got to switch up who you are, man. You got out there in LA, you got to switch it up, man. You know, you got to reinvent yourself or whatever. That's sometimes the perspective it might be, just to kind of like, you know, and everyone evolves, but you're still the core of who you are, their core beliefs, your core values, your core views on life. That's something that never, you know, switched up for me. And I stayed true to myself. And every single show and every single opportunity that I got because I was being true to myself. I wasn't trying to fake it. I wasn't trying to be interested in something that I wasn't interested in. I wasn't, you know, trying to put on a facade and trying to act like I knew more about this just so I can just fit in with the conversation. Like, nah, it was never like that. It was always about being myself and just being genuine to myself. And I never saw, like, an opportunity to get shut out for me because, oh, I had to switch it up. I had to change it. I never had a moment like that where I was like, I can't believe I had to switch up just to get this gig and get this going and kind of get here and get there. Like, it never went down like that for me. And just that's something that I really take great pride in. Just I didn't have to switch up to get to where I'm at. I didn't have to pretend to be someone else and have to try to reinvent myself to try to be something, someone I'm not. No, the core values of who I was from Palos Hills, from apartment 315, from how my mother and my father raised me, to the conversations I had with my best friends and my brother. That is what I used to guide me to where I was at here. And I never had to switch up, and that never proved me wrong. So that's something that I still stick with to this day. And that's something that I've learned, like, you just got to be yourself, man. Like, you hear that all the time, but it's just, I'm telling you, it from my experiences, it works. That's the intangible that you bring. That's that X factor or whatever they want to call it. That's what you bring and that's what you have. And you just got to really tap into that one and understand what that is for you and what that means for you. And the more you're able to tap in that, the more opportunities and more success you're able to see, because that's what I was able to do. And that's what was able to allow me to move forward and continue to just reach new opportunities and new endeavors.
Well done, sir.
Did we get to get him? I think we just washed the floor.
Is somebody in that other one?
Straight out of Quentin Tarantino movie. You know, working festivals for this amount of time, I'm very fortunate to say that I've been able to do it for 11 years, but I'm also just striving to just work towards, you know, getting to a point where I can just show my experience through my conversations with people. And, you know, not to kind of like, oh yeah, I've been working festivals for 11 years. Like, I don't want to become like that type of person, you know, cause I don't ever want to make it seem like, oh yeah, I've been doing this for so long and I know everything. Like, I don't ever want to get to that point. So sometimes I feel like I don't want to get so caught up in the year and letting that be the symbol of what I've done. I want to be like how I've connected with people, how I was able to, you know, help people who had their own aspirations, whether it be through a little bit of information, whether it be just through conversations or, you know, just small opportunities to do certain positions or whatever. That's what I want to be to show it. You know, it's not about you boasting and bragging about, you know, what you've done and your amount of time and, you know, all the shows. And I mean, that's really cool. It is cool. But like, you know, I think just thinking about my parents and just thinking about, you know, going through two different funerals, you know, it's all about what people say about you, you know, about you, you know, and in a sense of like, you know, how they remember, you know, your contributions and how they remember their connections with you. That's something I remember a lot when people would share their reflections about my parents, about my father, about my mother. That's something that I always took away from, and like to work towards, to get towards that place where you have the people's respect in a genuine way and people aren't like forcing their hand. Oh, I have to say something nice about this person because, you know, I got to say something nice because they gave me a opportunity or whatever. No, man, it's like just to get to a real place with just your work and how you approach work and how you interact with people. And that way that creates the conversation naturally. So I think there's that constant evolution, and that's something that, you know, I'm very thankful that, you know, that I'm able to connect with people, and I'm very thankful and the things I'm able to do, and just to be able to continue to kind of work towards just honing in your craft and just communication skills, you know, interactions with people, you know, all these different things. Yeah, you know, for sure. Just like learning how to get to that point where, you know, your experience, it doesn't even have to necessarily be a thing that you talk about, because that doesn't matter. It just matters like who you are and how you treat people and how that is the ultimate thing that speaks for you at all times.
This is insane though. So I'm gonna send this out to the moms right here, so you know, she ain't never been to California, so she definitely will enjoy this. This is for you, mother.
Candle of Knowledge is a Lie Slayer Audio production, recorded at My Workstation Works OC, and is executive produced by Q, Sane, and myself. The next episode will be released on October 18th, and more information can be found at candleofknowledge.com. That's candleofknowledge.com. All right, thanks for listening, and I hope you subscribe and share with someone you appreciate. Take care.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.